You are listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University's Board of Trustees meets later this week. Probably the largest item of discussion will be next year's tuition and fees, where there's expected to be a hold put on tuition for the campuses both in Carbondale and Edwardsville. We'll talk about that and more with our guest, Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer, it's nice to be with you again.
We've already heard from the university system, the Board of Trustees, that their intent is to hold the line on tuition and fees in the coming year. How will that affect Carbondale's campus, do you think?
Well, it's very, very consistent with where we've been the last few years. The difference this year is it's tuition and fees that we're holding the line. And it is a system-wide, including the School of Medicine, our School of Medicine. So the trustees have asked for our cooperation and support, and we are doing that.
When you talk about income versus expenditures on a university campus, it's more than tuition and fees. You're talking about state funding, private funding, things like that. Does that change your strategy as you look to Springfield and its budgeting process or talking with private donors?
Yes. We're very hopeful that the governor, in terms of what Governor Pritzker did last year for higher education in the state, that we're able to sustain that he will continue to do that. We're doing our part to be cooperative and supportive to keep Illinois students in Illinois and our public universities. And I believe the governor's paying attention and certainly very hopeful that he will. From donor standpoint, certainly more and more interest in scholarships. As you know, we have surpassed our original goal of $75 million. We're now at $94 million, and we've set a new goal of $200 million. We're working really, really hard, and much of that would go into scholarships for students to help students and families.
Students also make up the lion's share of not just the expenses, but the income as well. When you look at tuition, there were positive numbers in December, both for Carbondale and for Edwardsville, when you talk about admitted students, applications, but we talk about yield when we look at numbers like that. How confident are you that that bump, and in some cases it was more than 20% higher year over year, how confident are you that that will turn into a higher freshman class in the fall?
Well, I'm very proud of our university community. I think that the faculty, staff, other students, obviously the current students, we're all working really, really hard to continue to emphasize what a great university we are, and we are. And that has led then to some other strategies, more personal outreach to students who have applied, following up, letting them know that we're here to help them and support them. We had a great weekend this past weekend with the Chancellor Scholar Weekend. Families from better than 25 different states. The general response to that was, wow, we hit a home run. People know this is a friendly campus, it's a supportive campus, and it's really all about the student.
That Chancellor Scholars Weekend, that's for those kind of best and brightest students that are coming in vying for pretty significant financial aid in terms of scholarships and awards there, am I right?
Yeah, they're very talented young people, and we always compliment them because obviously the student has been doing very good work previously in their high school. But we also acknowledge the families. You know, it's a team effort, and whether it's mom, dad, grandma, aunt, uncle, whoever that other significant people are in that student's life, they've been shepherding them extremely well, and we would love to have the opportunity to continue to be part of that success with them.
In terms of support and that student success, some positive news when we look at spring enrollment numbers and compare those to the fall, where you see a correlation between numbers, but then look also to the previous spring, retention numbers for freshmen were up this year. What does that mean?
Yeah, that is an extremely positive sign, and one that, as Chancellor, I cannot do enough to reinforce the university and thank the university community. Basically, what you're talking about is the true new freshman that comes here fall term, how many are still here spring term? We're about 91%. That is in the pardon the expression, industry of higher education. That is very, very good. And it's the highest that we've been in at least 10 years. So we're very pleased about that. I think that suggests strongly that we're doing everything we can to help students, to encourage them. And that includes not only in classroom, but financially as well. You're always going to lose a few students due to personal needs they have. Some of that could be, sadly, money. But there's also other factors in young people's lives that may cause them not to be here the second semester. But our 91% is very good.
I'm sure that's something you'll be talking about as trustees meet this week as well. They meet tomorrow and Thursday on the campus of SIU Edwardsville. And of course, we'll be there to bring people the information that comes there. Chancellor, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks. It's always fun to be with you and look forward to our next opportunity.